Last night of Hanukkah, Tavshinayin Aleph, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir, we're going to learn a specific inyan about the leftover oil and where the Shittas and the Shulchan Aruch come from, about when it's Osur Bano and when it's not. Tav Resh Ayin Zayin. So, Anosim and Hashem and Vapsilos Belel Rishon, if you have leftover oil the first night, so you can use it the second night. You add a little oil and you light it the second night, and so on and so forth. When you have leftover the eighth night, so it says, Osalo Madura of the Sorfor Bithne Atzmo, you burn it, you're not allowed to be Nehene from it, so Sorfor Bithne Atzmo, the words Bithne Atzmo mean you can't use it as fuel to burn something else, because then you're benefiting from it. So you burn it, the oil and the wicks, you burn.
As a candle?
You make a bonfire, no, you make a small bonfire. Shari huktzol mitzvaso. Shari huktzol mitzvaso. You know, we have the concept, the iser, you know, why is it also bahano? So I said, the question of do you have to burn it or not is a separate issue of whether it's kedusha or mitzvah. That's what I talked about in the Dvar Halacha. Now we're only talking about if it's osur b'hano or not. Now, there could be two possible reasons why it's osur b'hano. It could be kedusha oriented, that Chazal actually said it has kedusha akin to Midrabanan, of course, similar to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, similar to the oil in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it would need dafka burning, or it's a mitzvah object, and you can toss it out if it's b'derech kavod, not b'derech bizayah. But the presumption of either way is that it's also to be nehene from it. So the lashon of the Shulchanah, of the tour, and is why it's osur is because it's huktzah lemitzvaso. Huktzah lemitzvaso. It's a concept. It's a muktzah concept. The muktzah concept is not necessarily limited to Shabbos. We're talking about the larger idea of muktzah now, not muktzah of moving something. That's a different type of muktzah. That's taka only Shabbos, and that's midrabanan for sure. But there's a concept where you can't use something for a specific purpose. It's set aside from being used. It's set aside from being used. That's called huktzah l'mitzvah. So, and it means you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes, because it's set aside for the purpose of a mitzvah. So even though it's left over, and now it's not Hanukkah anymore, so the tour of paskins, like, it's a rush, and it's based on a Gemara, that it's hooked to the mitzvah. So even though it's left over and it wasn't used, and B, it's not Hanukkah anymore. So there is some logic to saying you only meant to set it aside for the mitzvah on Hanukkah. You didn't mean to, right? You only meant, now it's not Hanukkah anymore. But still, the Torah says it's hooked to the mitzvah.
Can you just clarify something?
Yeah.
We're talking about the oil that was in the cups, not in the bottle.
Right. The Bir Halacha speaks out that the oil, but that also is this. What the Bir Halacha speaks out that we're talking about only the oil in the cups, not the oil in the bottle. Lechora, that would only be true if it's not an aspect of kedusha, because to say that lechora, you're saying hasmona lav milsahi, that just because you prepared it for use of a mitzvah, but that doesn't count. It's only when you actually use it for a mitzvah, not when you prepare it for use. But something that is kedusha oriented, not mitzvah oriented, hasmona could very well be hasmona milsehi, like by tefillin, not by tzitzis, but like by tefillin and by the Sefer Torah. So,
if it goes for wax,
what?
Wax which melted with the buds.
Our candles, that's more than hasmona. The wax was used for the mitzvah.
Right. Leftover oil in the cup.
That's like leftover oil in the cup. The Bir Halacha says, אבל אם לא כסלוחה של שמן לנר חנוכה, לכולי עלמא אין הנוסר בכלל מוסר השמן שבנר חנוכה. Whether or not, see, it's a Torah, because according to what I've been saying, that means it's not Kedusha oriented, and that means the burning is Lav Dafka, which is the consensus of the contemporary poskim. But whether it's Mamish Tali Zebazeh, and you can't hold, you need Dafka to burn it, if you hold like this Bir Halacha, that already gets us into really more and more subtleties that we're not going to be going into now. Okay. So the Torah says you have to burn it because huksa l'mitzvah. So says the Beis Yosef. Ken kosev arosh beperek baba madlikin b'shem shiltos rav achoy v'amor l'chay v'yim tomar. Here's like the famous question, not as famous as the Beis Yosef's question, why is there 8 days Chanukah? There should only be 7, but almost as famous. The famous question is v'rei kosev rabbeinu b'simin tofrei shayin beis. The Torah himself writes in a previous siman in Hilchos Chanukah that you have to put in enough oil for a half hour. It's orkli to b'shem kazashir v'im nosim b'yoser, and if you put in more than a half hour, yochel lechabosa, you could blow it out. Lachar she'ovar ze'azman v'chein yochel l'shtamish la'ora, and you can, or even if you leave it burning, you can use the ner Chanukah for reading. And again, their light came from candles; didn't come from electric lights. Right, so you can use the Ner Chanukah to give off light, or if you light outside and the city didn't give you street lights, you Taka could use the Ner Chanukah for light, lighting your way. You're allowed to use it after the half hour. Sha'over ikum mitzvosa, begam harif harosh kosfu kain, beperek haniskar, and the Beis Yosef says ostensibly this is a stira. Because you're talking, he's going to give terusim. Let's see the terusim he gives. Because you're talking about leftover oil, there it's got the leftover after the half hour. You're talking about leftover oil, here it says it's osur bano, there it says you could use it, even though it was lechora huksa l'mitzvasa. So he gives two terusim. Udvar melu sosrim zeh. V'chein kosov haran. That these two dinim contradict each other. That the gaonim that say that if it's kovsa, this din, and on the last day you have to burn it up because huk to the mitzvah, so they're cholek on the riff that after the half hour you could blow it out and use the oil, or you could use the light, the flame, the light that it gives after the half hour. But he says, so the Ran says it's taka contradict. If you hold like that, you can't hold like that. But the Rosh says both, he says. Avagav Zerzu, and the Torah certainly says both. The Torah says here that Umasosi Kosov Vashem Maria Vuhov, right? The Maria Vuhov says, Sheesh Lachalik Beneim, Shekshanosom Hashem and Bener, the Lohit Sohuel Shir Zaman Adloka. There, the Huktzol Mitzvaso was for a half hour, because that's what the mitzvah is. So you only meant to set it aside, you were makza it, for the purpose of the mitzvah, for the burning of a half hour. So then afterwards you could use it, because after the half hour, it's not hooked to the mitzvah, so it was only hooked for the half hour. Avol, so and it's there it's talking about that you were makza it only for the half hour. That's the Maria Vua. But if you don't specify that, and you just put it in stam, avol kshenosan Hashem and b'ner, Bistam, like let's say most people nowadays, they just fill up the thing with oil and they don't have anything special in mind. So you will maksa the mitzvah the whole thing. And in such a case, Yutaka cannot use the light after a half hour. And that's what it's talking about here, that you have to burn the oil. Because when you do it bistama, then the whole thing is huksa the mitzvah, so even beyond the mitzvah itself. You were marked to the whole thing to be used for the mitzvah. That's the Maria Vuov's teretz. The Linera, the Beis Yosef himself, so according to that, okay, so you always have to, if it's, when do you have to burn the leftover oil of the eighth day? When it's bestama. And the Tofrei Shayin Beis is talking about that you specifically had in mind, you're only being marked to a half hour's worth of oil. V'linir alachalik b'nayim, the Beis Yosef says, b'nyanacher. Tof reishayim beis is that you put in oil that it's going to burn more than a half hour. And it burned for a half hour, so afterwards you're okay. V'achar shadola keshir mutal lehonot lehuk tzula mitzvaso ela kadeshir tzach b'levad. It's automatic. It's not... The Maria Vov answers, you had a mind only to be makza. It's Tof reishayim beis is talking about that you had a mind only to be makza it for the half hour. And here it's bestama. And bestama, it's all hooked to the mitzvah. The Beis Yosef himself answers, no. There it's talking about that you put in more than a half hour's worth of oil. So after the half hour, it's mutter to use. Because you're only makza, because only the half hour's worth becomes hooked to the mitzvah. Our siman is talking about it went out. So you have leftover oil from the half hour. Umashia kosum the siman zeh. So that was takahuk to the mitzvah.
So would you have to, if you were able to use the extra oil after the half an hour of vesting in the makbanon, would you have to put a different wick in?
If what? I'm sorry?
In other words, if you filled it up with oil, it's not for a half an hour for the oil. Okay, and you lit it, and after half an hour, that you blew the candle out. It
had more oil.
It had 2 hours of oil. Like
are
that.
You allowed to? No.
The wick.
The wick. You have to replace the wick because the original wick was for the mitzvah.
But only for. But the mitzvah is only for a half hour, I would say.
Right. According but you're still using so
according,
your
yeah, but according to the Beis Yosef, I think it's okay because you're only makza it for a half hour, and apparently you can do that. No, that could be makza. You're saying you're only makza the oil of a half hour, but that's consumed. What about the wick that's still around?
Right, because the wick.
Right, so this, since he doesn't say you have to put in a new wick, so apparently you could be makza it for a half hour. Even according to the Maria Vuv, you could be makza something for a half hour. That's the Maria Vuv's terrors, is that there you specifically had in mind only for the half hour, and here it's bestoma. The Beis Yosef's teretz is that there it's talking about the oil. You're making a good point. Maybe it's totally in the next din, which is Atzei Sukkah. We're going to learn that in a moment. About, you know, the wood of the sukkah, the schach, or the panels of the sukkah. Anyway, that's the Beis Yosef's teretz. And here we're talking about, you know, the nafkamina, very big nafkamina. Your standard case is the nafkamina. Your standard case, I would think, is you pour it in bestoma, and it burns for a half hour, and then it goes out, and you always have oil left. So according to the Maria Vuov, that you can mamash throw in the garbage. It's not even huksala mitzvah, so. No, I'm sorry. According to the Beis Yosef, that's not huksala mitzvah, so. The more than a half hour is not huksala mitzvah, so. So you don't have to burn that. It's not osur banah. Because your standard case, according to the Beis Yosef, your standard case where you put in oil, and we always put in more oil than you need for a half hour, and it goes out, and it burns for a half hour, and then eventually it goes out, and there's always oil left over. According to the Beis Yosef, you could toss that out. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in Tof Reish Ayin Zayin. In Tof Reish Ayin Zayin, it's talking about that it went out during the half hour, and that is the oil that's Asur Bahanah. The Maria Vuov says no. If you makts it bestoma, it all becomes huksal mitzvaso. Let's continue with the Beis Yosef. Vikal Meidak, why do you even have to burn the leftover oil in our siman, even according to the Beis Yosef? Why is it different than Atzei Sukkah? That after Sukkah, it's mutter banah. After Sukkah, it's not Sukkah anymore. It's only huksal mitzvaso on Sukkah. After Sukkah, it's mutter. So here it's after Hanukkah. So what's the problem? Kvar tirutz haran, and this is where really we see your svara. I have to do tshuva. I made a guy wait 2 hours. It was leil tefila. It's terrible. But other people did it. Other rabbis, they don't always answer their phone. So maybe I have to have a code. Like, if it's an emergency, could you set that up for me? If it's an emergency, like, it rings a different way? What? One phone fee for emergencies. Maybe I should do that. Then we have to start defining emergencies. What do I do if it's too late? The mikvahs are open here. How late are the mikvahs open? What?
Secretary.
Oh, how late will the mikvahs open? Anyway, so you hit a kasha. After Sukkot, you can get Hanoh. So why not after Hanukkah? Why is there a bechlala problem? Even with in your worst scenario, you were makzeh l'mitzvah, so it's within the half hour. But it's not Hanukkah anymore. So the Ran asks the question. In the Gemara Shabbos, the Ran answers, the hosom oy makzeh l'hu ela l'imei hachag. There we say you're only makzeh it for Sukkot. L'fisha asuyin l'yishor achar hachag. Because the Atzei Sukkah are usually left over after Sukkot. So you have in mind to be Makzah only Limei Achag. But Shemen Upsila, which usually are used up and burn up, so you mean to be Makzah Lagamri. You don't anticipate that there's going to be left over, he says. And therefore, if it's left over, you meant to be Makzah Lagamri. Again, we can't mix this up with the terrace of the Maria Vuva Beis Yosef. That there, they're takabing mechalik when you're not makzit l'mitzvah. According to the Maria Vuva, the stam you're always makzit. According to the Beis Yosef, you're only makzit for the half hour. The Ran's kasha is even if you're makzit for the half hour, but it should be mutter if it's after Chanukah. So his terrace is that the Atzei Sukkah you only mean to be makzit for Sukkot. Because it's always left over. So you want to be able to use it after Sukkot. So your Haktza'ah is only Limei Sukkot. Mashenk and Chanukah, whether we're talking about the half hour according to the Beis Yosef, or all the oil according to the Maria Buav, but you anticipate it getting consumed, it's getting used up. So even if it happens to be left over, but it's still Aser, because you are Makza'it L'mitzvaso. So it's more like the Atzei Sukkah that fell on Sukkot that it's still Osir Banah.
If somebody hadn't sinned before
Hanukkah. What?
Lechora.
Okay, now, so we have the Beis Yosef, the two Terutzim, and the, you have the steer in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Tur in the Rosh, and the Terutz of the Maria Buav, and the Terutz of the Beis Yosef. And then you have the Ran's point, Bechlal, why is there a problem if the Chanukah?
All the other days, it's
kosher
that you can use the leftover oil for the next day.
For the next mitzvah. Right. Yeah, it's all one mitzvah.
Matzah for a different mitzvah?
No, it's not called a different mitzvah. So it's all one mitzvah. By the way, some answer the stira that way. They don't even understand the stira. They say the Shulchan Aruch, there's two ways to read the Shulchan Aruch. Because the din said if you have leftover the first night, you can use it the second night. Second night, use it the third, use it the fourth, etc. And when you have to use over the eighth night, so they say, what's the kstira? It's talking about one case. So your leftover oil the eighth night might be from the half hour of the first night. How do you know it's from the extra? It might be from the first half hour. Because you could read it that it's a new case, that there's leftover on the eighth night. But you could read it that it's all one case. You keep on having left over and you keep on eating. Now, you don't really know what's left over the eighth night then. It might be from within the first half hour of the first night. Okay, so let's see what we paskin. Hanosa biyom hashmini, says the Shulchan Aruch, min hashem en hatzorech l'shir adlaka, of the half hour oil. So obviously, this is the Beis Yosef. Right, there's nothing. Right, Shulchan Aruch is talking about Yosef. He's paskening. He takes seriously his teretz. So the whole din that we talked about, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Beis Yosef, is the leftover on the eighth day from the shemen that you need for a half hour. So then you have to burn it. Shari huktzal mitzvasa.
So according to that, to do preventative measure, if you can't, you put enough oil in there for 35 or 40 minutes, and then what's left over wouldn't be from the half an hour.
Right. If it burned a half hour, right, you wouldn't have a problem. Says the Mishnah Brura, Vida, realize, Sheyesh Polskin, and now we know that this is the Maria Vuhov that the Beis Yosef brings down. Sheyesh Polskin, Shesovrim, Dimnosan Hashem, and Bistam. If you put it in without really thinking about it, Huksukol Hashem, unless you, Lechatchila, had in mind that you're only being Maktsa the half hour. That's all. He doesn't really. There are poskim that hold like that. Bayin le'elbusim and tof reishayin beis. The Mishnah Brura sifkot and zayin. That's where it says it's. There he talks about using it after the half hour, and there he says hiskimu kama achronim de lachatchila tov lahasnos she'eno maktza hashem and elo l'shir hadlaka. And if you don't make the Tanai, he sounds like there, it's, you know, it sounds like you should be Machmer, but it's only a Chumrah. That this whole thing, if it's after the half hour, the Maria Buv is only a Chumrah. He's willing to go along in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, but he does point out that there are other Shitas. And he says, you know, he says, there are Achronim that are Machmer. It sounds to me like he's not really paskening like them. He doesn't even say v'tov l'achmir, which he usually does. Mishnah Brura usually, when he wants it to be machmir, he says v'tov l'achmir, or yirei shemayim yachmir. Here he doesn't say that. He just points out that there are many, that there are kama achronim, many achronim that hold like that. By the way, the half hour to us is like really much more than a half hour, because we're pretty much machmir. It's very few people, I think, that really are saying they light a tshkia and it only has to burn a half hour. Usually they light a tshkia and they want it to burn for a half hour after tzeis, because you have that issue of when does the mitzvah.
And the Prishumidis have actually longer than half an hour as far as
I know. I don't know like that. That's they say that B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, I think. Okay. So if you, from YU, you certainly should find out if he held like that halacha l'maisa. And if yes, and then a chlami, that's hooked to the mitzvah. So there really is, whether or not the Mishnah Brura sounds like he thinks it's wise, at least, to be machmer like the Maria Buov, or the fact that our half hour is really a half hour after, let's say, 40 minutes after Shkia, or according to the way I, my custom on Shabbos would be a half hour after 72 minutes after Shkia. So now you're dealing already with, you're dealing with from Shkia time to 100 minutes after Shkia. And if you're like a Soloveitchik, it could go till 10 p.m. really, 9 p.m. for sure, let's say. So it's good not to toss out the shemen. And most leftover shemen would be at least governed by the Maria Buov, where we put it in Bistama, because I'm sure people do not have in mind, Amish, you know, only the half hour.
When you buy the pre-made ones. So
the pre-made off for half hour?
Huh?
No, they burn off
for 2 hours. You're not for 2 hours.
So what is your point?
The you're not pouring it in, you're buying it. You're buying it ready-made. So when you have to have something in mind when you bought it?
When you light it. That's when you're being maxed out when it's
also.
Since Hasmon allowed Nelsi, Nelsi. So again, it's called you lighting it Bistama, that you want the whole thing to burn up. Oh, that's called Bistama. But the Bistama is when you're lighting it. It's always when you're lighting it. Since Hasmon allowed Nelsi.
But if you, before you light it, you think, oh, I want this only half an hour's worth of.
Then for sure there's no Shiloh. Then you could l'chor even toss it in the garbage.
So how do you pass the Lamaisa
if it was bistama, you lit tonight bistama.
That's what I'm saying. So the Mishnah Berurah, to me, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah paskins. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, both in Tofresh Ayin Zion and in Tofresh Ayin Beis. Really, he's okay with the Beis Yosef, but he says realize that there are many that don't hold like him. And that's all. He doesn't even give a recommendation. So we are machmir. You know, I think we're machmir.
What, to wrap it up? To burn it?
To at least wrap it up. If you really want to be frum, you'll be machmir to burn it.
That's okay. Say what you got to replace it from the promise right?
That's what there is such a minhag. Other achronim wonder at the minhag. There is such a minhag. There are achronim that wonder about the minhag because the din is you're not supposed to keep around something that's also bahna. I don't think that's a problem nowadays because nobody uses oil nowadays.
But isn't that hana? Using it to help you burn the chametz?
Ari has a good point. The only reason he might be wrong is because we only burn the chametz as a minhag, because we don't really paskin like Rav Yehuda that ain't beer chametz ol asreifa. On the other hand, you are still destroying the chametz. So I think his answer is correct that you're destroying the chametz. That's not called hano. You're doing a mitzvah. You're destroying the chametz. Okay. See, everything's complicated. Also, Rafa Kona,
you had a.
Did Dr. Blaise, he was going to go to America tonight. Do you know if he went?
I heard he was supposed to go.
He was going to go. Do you know if he went? Life is very complicated. He was supposed to see someone from the shul's having problems. He was supposed to see someone from the shul tonight, finally. It's like so, everything's so complicated. Man, I can't believe it. I always answer my phone, and I'm always with the excuse it might be an emergency. I can't believe I did that tonight. It's Bashar. I always answer the phone, and I always say maybe it's an emergency. So, like, it's just Bashar that tonight I decided not to. It's Bashar. I don't feel bad anymore.
Is there anything special going on for the Shai Shabbat? The women, we had, and then the women had a nice box.
What did you do
at the Mincha Bidol? We said a few times that some people stayed in the hall also. And the women had nice box at all, so.
There's
an email from
her. She told me about the situation with him, but she didn't tell me about the
9 o'clock at the Swinkins.
Okay.
When's the next one after 10? Oh man, I think I erased. When 10:20. I can't believe it, I erased his number. I'll get it, yeah, thank you. he Taka had the first one.
Yonatan had the first one.
The MP3, this is the...